Blackstone Publishing presents The Guilty Dead, a Monkey Wrench novel by P.J. Tracy. This book is read by Sarah Borges.
Prologue. Hollywood Hills, California. Gus Riskin sipped from a bottle of water as he surveyed Trey's living room. What he saw infuriated and disgusted him. The priceless Persian rug beneath his feet was filthy, pockmarked with cigarette burns, and littered with the cast-offs of a dissolute life. Pizza and takeout boxes of indeterminate age now housed skittering colonies of roaches. Empty beer bottles and martini glasses had drooled out their meager remains, leaving crunchy spots on the expensive silk pile. Drug paraphernalia and detritus were scattered around the room like grotesque confetti. Something, somewhere, was putrefying. Or maybe the whole house was so fetid with human decay, both physical and moral, it had permanently saturated the air. None of this was his problem, but he still found it deeply offensive.
"Okay, Gussie boy, let's bang."
Trey's voice was croaky and manic as he bounced into the room on spindly, scabrous legs, his margarita glass sloshing more effluent onto the rug. He sank into a sofa, drained what was left of his drink, then bent over the coffee table and snorted a hearty noseful of Coke from a snowy pile. He let out a pleasured sigh. Then his waxen face twisted into an expression of warped mirth.
"One last party before spin drive."